Blog Talk Radio.
لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله وعبد الله والصلاة والسلام على محمد رسول الله الكريم الأرواح بأحسن حال الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين. That is, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. And after that, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. All unqualified praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear. Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Praise be to Allah, who created the human being in the most excellent mold. Wa ba'atha nabiyyina mubashirin wa munzirin. And commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And we bear opening sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment. There is no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكِ. His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ. To him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. In his hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over all things. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدِينَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad is his messenger. Ba'athahu fil ummiyin. Allah raised him up from among the unlettered. Rasulun minhum ya'lu alayhim ayatihi. A messenger from themselves, teaching them how to follow the signs of God. Wa yuzakihim, and purifying them. Wa yukhrijuhum min adhulimati lil-nur. Wa yu'alimuhu al-kitab wal-hikmah, teaching them the book and the wisdom. وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ and drawing them out of the darkness into the light. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. While before this, they were in open, obvious, and evident strain. We pray, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. O Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad. وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ and upon his family. وَصَحْبِهِ and upon his companion. أَجْمَعِينَ all of them. Wa ya ayyuhal muslimun, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Wa jumu'ah mubarak. Amma ba'da. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ash-shaytanu yu'idukumul faqra wa ya'murukum bil fahsha'i wallahu ya'idukum مغفرة منه وفضل والله وصي عليم صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. This is the 268th ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran. And an expression of it is, the evil one threatens you with poverty and bids you to conduct unseemly Allah promises you his forgiveness and his bounties, and Allah cares for all, and his knowledge encompasses all knowledge. There's a report from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is reported by Jabir from the Prophet. It says that the Prophet said, avoid doing unjust things to others, that is being unjust. For on the day of judgment, the day of judgment, it will turn into manifest darkness, that is, those injustices will turn into manifest darkness. And safeguard yourself, he says, against miserliness, for it ruined those who were before you, and it incited them to murder and treating the unlawful as lawful. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I want to mention in acknowledgement of this being Yawm al-Ashura, the day of Ashura, and inshallah, perhaps some of you may be fasting today, and it's among the many, many great blessings that al-Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered to us as a part of Allah's favor, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, you know, I'm sure you know that we went through the 10 days of Zulhijjah, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and fasting on Yawm al-Arafah. Allah's promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's promise is that all the sins of the year before and all the sins of the year coming for those who fast on Yawm al-Arafah will be forgiven. So that's, I think that's a good deal. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Well, here's another one of those deals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and that is on the day of Ashura, you know, part of the history of the day of Ashura is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated to Medina, the Jews were fasting on that day, that particular day, that is the 10th day of Muharram. And the Prophet asked, you know, why are you fasting? He said, well, this represents the day that we made the exodus from Pharaoh, and Moses fasted that day. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, we have more of a right. We're closer to Musa than you. This is what he told straight up. We're closer to Musa than you. So we have more of a right to that. And so he ordered the Muslims to fast at that time. This is 622 Hijrah. I mean, well, it's being the Muslim fasted. The promise that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to the Muslims who fasted is that all the sins of the previous year, all the sins of the previous year, would be forgiven. So that also a bargain. Alhamdulillah. So mashallah, I don't know, you know, everybody, but I know, let's go ahead, admittedly, in the community that I'm most affiliated with, it hadn't been a part of our locked-in history to make sure you fast on this day, make sure. The Prophet made it optional because in the following year, 623, in the following year, the order for fasting in the month of Ramadan came, and this day, Yawm al-Ashura, became optional. But the promise is still there. So I just feel the need to give a nod and acknowledgement of that. So you don't have to feel like, I guess we to some extent I kind of got saved because I'm traveling. So inshallah, yeah. If y'all don't know me, I get a little humorous sometimes. I'm not always. And Allah said, no, I'm not like that. I'm not. It is what it is. But going beyond that, however. Inshallah, this merciful Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe, if you acknowledge what I just talked about, and if you knew, you would say to yourself, if I was more conscious of that, I would be on that right now. Okay, so if that would have been your intention, mashallah, alhamdulillah, you know what you can do? You can go and feed someone who's homeless, hungry, etc., and with the niyat, with the intention, oh, Allah, I didn't make the fast, I acknowledge the fast, I acknowledge the promise, etc., inshallah, please, in this act, please give me what you promised to the fastest of this day. I think this Lord that told the Prophet to tell us, say to them, I am to my believers as they expect me to be. All right? So I expect that Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, will say, here's my servant who didn't get the memo, let's call it, for fasting today, but they said that if they, in their heart, if they really had it, they would be fasting, mashallah. So in absence of that, they went and fed one of my other dependents who needed help. And so they're asking in exchange for that, oh, Allah, will you give me what you give to the fasting people? Try it. I don't know. It might work. It seems like something that might work with Allah. So I'm continuing a subject that we've been doing at home for me is Master Worthy in Oakland, California. Any who don't know me, my name is Fahim Shuaib. Okay? And I'm looking at my timer, so you won't be punished. The been working on the subject for some months now, and the subject is the five obligatory, the five necessities in Al-Islam, the Arabic languages, Dururi, the five necessities for the building of Ummah. There are five things that scholars have determined, and it's been abstracted and accepted, that there are five essentials that are needed in order to build Ummah. Brother and sister, understand this, that our eternal order from Allah is when he says to us, وَلْتَقُمْ مِنْكُمْ عُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلِي الْخَيْرِ. Understand this. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the Navy, you know, okay, this is what the Navy expects of you. You're in the Army, you know what the Army is. You're the Marine, you know what they say, et cetera, et cetera. You're a Muslim. This is the forever standing marching order. Build Ummah. That's it. Okay, well, what does it take to build Ummah? There are five essentials. Family, intellect, religion, that is ritual life. You have also the ecology of your psychology, let's just put it that way. Mental health, simply put. But it's in the system that I'm mentioning now, it's the nafs, it's the self, right? And then the fifth is property. So we've gone through in the series, we've gone through the four, and today would be, and it's going to be because of our presence here, a continuation of that fifth that we've been working on, and that is property. Mal, property, that is also essential to build Ummah. So these two reports, there's a whole series and sequence of verses that we've actually been working through. Two, that's Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verses 259 through to the end of the chapter, 286. You might be surprised to know, when you go back and read it, and I'm trying to raise to your consciousness now, go back and read that set of verses, Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verses 259, 286. It's all about wealth, charity, and how you deal with property, and how you deal with inheritances, how you deal with zakat, how you deal with sadaqah, blah, blah. All right there in those. And so we've just been working our way through through that sequence of verses. And the verse that I just read to you is in verse 268. And to repeat again, it had gone up said before, the evil one, that is the shaitan, he threatens you. He says, yu'idukum, when Allah says, wallahu la yu'idul, Allah does not break his promise. La yukhalif Allah yu'idukum. Allah yu'idukum. He doesn't break his promise. Allah doesn't break his promises, right? So this yu'id is also, it's promise. It's a promise, but it also, when you understand it, it's also a warning, all right? But it's a promise, right? So Satan, but it's also, that's the other part, The other part is that it's a threat. It's a threat. The same word for promise is the same word for threat. Okay? So Satan threatens you with poverty. Okay? So the translation is focusing on, or rather the meaning of the verse is focusing on how Satan says, effectively, you give that zakat, it's going to take away some of your money. You give that sadaqah, you're going to have less than you had. You keep doing that, ain't going to be nothing left. That's Satan threatening us with regard to how we deal with our giving. Giving from the obligatory perspective and giving from the voluntary perspective, which is what we have to do on both orders. I want you to listen to yourness. I want you to listen to yourself right now as I talk to you about you. Listen to your internal conversation while you listen to what I'm saying. But at the same time, it's like, how is your spirit moving on that statement? How is your soul moving? Now, when I say that, your personality, better said than your soul, because there's the Nafsun Wahida, there's the big soul, and then there's also the little soul, the little soul, your own nafs. So I'm speaking about your own nafs, being aware of that. Here we go again. Talking about that. He just wanted to give some more money. That's why I said, man, here we in the church. I'm talking in shaitanic terms. You understand what I'm saying? Those attitudes are devil's attitudes, the object of which is to get you to fail to act the way that Allah would have you act. They don't want you to act the way that Allah would have you act. They want you to act in accordance with what they threaten you with. And in fear of that, you fail to act the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to act. Okay? So this is what we're speaking to. And let me give you the broad master principle that is, we've seen so much of it that I don't see an end to it, but there's got to be for us because we have stuff to go on to. So let me give you the bottom line of what we're saying as I continue to talk about it. But I want you to understand what the destiny is. See, we've been lied to about the nature of wealth. We've been lied to in the nature, in the world, in the culture that we've come up in. You have terms like filthy lucre, and filthy rich. You know, the idea that we have been turned away from acquiring wealth because you got to be corrupt in order to do it, or even that everybody that has wealth, they are corrupt. And if you more focused on, or if you aspire to, if you have a desire to accumulate wealth, there's something wrong with your heart, something wrong with your spirit. There was a movement at some point, I haven't heard it lately, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I mean, this whole idea about la dunya, I don't want none of this world, right? See, we got that in our, who is we? Bilalian, people of African descent living in Western Hemisphere. We got that idea. I don't want none of this world's wealth. I'm going to store mine up in heaven, right? So that lie is a part of the narrative in this society so that those who have and want to continue to claim the wealth of the world, the resources of the world, they don't want any competition. And when you think that to have it is somehow sinful, somehow wrong, well, then that's a way of eliminating the competition. But alhamdulillah, Imam Wahabuddin Muhammad Ar-Rahman, who bought a structure, mashallah, the structure that we have, mentioned or theme, it started with a structure just like this structure, right? Just like this structure, Imam Muhammad brought that. Imam Muhammad Ar-Rahman, he brought back to our mind. He refreshed our thinking. He caused us to see it right. There's a verse coming. He caused us to see it right. He said, look there in the Quran. And he pounded this verse into us very early. This is Allah. Allah is saying, speak with the means. that Allah has made available to you. Yes, the life that comes after this life. But don't forget your, who's talking? That's not Muhammad. This is Allah. He said, don't forget your share of this world. Do you think that there's some people that have more than their share of this world? I was looking at this little ditty, this little whatever, anecdote, whatever. Some soccer player from Nigeria, I think he is. I don't know his name. I don't know. I haven't got acclimated to the soccer thing yet, but it's coming. Yeah, it's here, really. But moving on. The Dubai or one of the Emirates or somebody paying him $775 million. And that, I could be mistaken because I didn't put it under the microscope, for a year. It's not a lifetime. $775 million for a year. I'm not even going to deal with the calculation in terms of that. Alhamdulillah, maybe that's his share. Can be, alhamdulillah, maybe that's his share. I don't know. But when you talk about a school teacher who has the life of the future generations in their hands, and they can't hardly get $75 an hour for what they're doing, something seems to be out of whack in terms of that. But putting that aside even, how much of what Allah has created is yours? How much? Allah said it. Your share. Allah, wait a minute. Allah told me. You mean I got a share? Okay. How much? I don't know. You got to work for it. Go to work. See how much you get. Oh, okay. Well, that was my share. But you said, I don't want none of it. No. Now you have to hear Allah's order. Allah said, don't forget your, what I mean, don't come here without your share. وَلَا تَمُوتُونَ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Don't die unless you're Muslim. This is what Quran says. And then God told us also, وَلَا تَنْسَانَ سِيْرَكَ مِنْ And don't forget, that's an order. That's an order from God. Don't forget your share of the material world. And you don't even try to identify what is your share, how much is your share. You don't try to go get it. And in the beginning of the verse, he ordered us. وَمْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاخِلَا You strive hard to go get or utilize what you get and use it to get to the hereafter. But if you never get up and strive to get something to get you, to buy your ticket, if you will, to get there, then who are you obeying? So don't be afraid of A, accumulating wealth, and B, don't be miserly in distributing what Allah gives you, because whatever we get is from Allah. But Allah has right in what he gives us. That's his right. If Allah give you $100 million or $100, Allah has a right in that $100 million. Allah has a right in that $100. And the recognition of his right in it is to use it for his purpose in the world, whether it be an individual on the side of the road or whether it be for building a masjid like we're in right now. That's what, when you fail to do that, you're failing your obligation to Allah. You're failing in your mission as a soldier and a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the nature of Allah's system is designed to, Allah. I have all this. Check my time here. Allah, he's the owner of everything. Every diamond, every emerald, every ounce, gram of oil, gold, silver, real estate, Allah, if that's all God's. That's all God's. I'm going to tell something up in a minute. It's all God's. So if Allah decides to give us some of it by rewarding our efforts for going after it, is a reward, and then Allah rewards us for more than our effort. We work so hard, God said, well, I'm going to put something on top of that. I'm going to bless you for that. But then I'm going to put a little stuff on top of it. Have you ever got a tip from God? I can't even start talking about tips right now. There's, you go to a restaurant now, you got to pay the 18%. Used to be an option. It's like, nah. And, mashallah, everybody goes, so alhamdulillah, so do for self. Let's go on. So the idea is that Allah, out of all the wealth that is his, he gives it to his servant with the expectation that his servant is going to take from what he gave them for his cause in the world. Because Allah, even though Allah is beyond all need, he does, however, expect from those who he created and who say they serve him, look, I need you to be an open channel to distribute more of what's in the world to those who don't have the same access as you. So I'm going to give you access to more of this wealth, but I'm going to obligate you to give more than I give to you to others who don't have the same access for whatever reason. And as you do that, I'm going to expand the pool of resources that I send to you, because as you send it out, then it expands the wherewithal for you to receive. And then when you receive, then you send out more, and then it expands, and then I give you more, and then it expands, and then you give more. You see how it works? That's how Allah's reality for us in this life works. That's how it works. Any other story that's being told to us is a story that's being told to us by someone who's serving Shaitan's idea to threaten you with poverty if you do exactly that. Satan doesn't want you to do that. Satan doesn't want you to participate. Satan wants you to be miserly. And you have to hear yourself when the opportunity presents itself for you to share the wealth that Allah has blessed you with, and then you hesitate. Look, fight your own self in that respect and say, I know they asked for 1,000. Man, I just ain't feeling that 1,000 right now. Okay, well, give 100. You give something for your own exercise. You need to exercise your own self to practice detachment. I need to practice cutting this loose. Because in that practice expands the capability for me to receive more. Allah has already said, I'm not going to go reverse now. I'm on script, off script, but mashallah. Look, I'm on the point. No question, mashallah. But there's a verse of the Quran that specifically says, whatever you give, Allah, use the same term, yukhlifuhu. Allah will return it to you. I put it this way when we spoke about it at home. My other home was there. For every good deed you do, Allah gives you a promissory note. You do a good deed? He said, good deeds are best as rewards and as hopes. This is the verse. So what does it mean? Every time you do a good deed, Allah gives you a promissory note. You did this good deed? Okay, here's your reward and here's the promise. Another good deed, here's your reward, here's the promise. So you start stacking up these promissory notes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk about a portfolio? That's a portfolio. But see, most people don't put Allah as an investment strategy in their portfolio. They only think about what they can get from men, and their verses in the Quran that speak to that very thing. God says, what you do and spend in the interest of increasing your wealth with men will not increase your wealth with Allah. But what you give in zakat, that's literally what the verse says. What you give in zakat, it will gain reward, and Allah will increase you multifold. See, that's Allah's yu'id. That's Allah's promise. Whose promise do you believe? If you believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, then you practice that. رَبَّنَا عَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ آمِينَ آمِينَ. Allahu Akbar.
不在的呢？哎，蛮牛的，上面来，上面过，所以我不笑。I might need to get a cave. Give me a number on that. Allah. Bismillah. I have to speak to the nature of things. Yo, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was making i'tikaf. I'tikaf. He was, meaning it's a quote-unquote retreat that is taken during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And so he's coming out one night. He's coming out one night from his i'tikaf and walking his wife, Safiya, home. And there were some Muslims who came out and saw the Prophet coming out of the apartment with this woman. It was at night, right? And then the two people that were there who saw, they turned away and like they're going in the other direction. And the Prophet said, wait, hold up. This is my wife, Safiya. And the people said, what? Wasn't thinking that. I said, no. He said, Satan circulates in the body of man like the circulation of blood. And I didn't want him to get started in you. So they were suspecting that the Prophet was with some other woman. That's why you turned around. That's why you turned away. That's evidence that you had already swallowed some shaitanic idea. And so the Prophet stopped. Let me kill that right there. This is my wife, right? And so I'm going to kill this. I don't know how the basket is passed on a normal basis or what have you. This subject was not made explicitly for it. This was the subject. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, glad to know. Just in case somebody thinks, oh, he's talking about my head come in the basket, right? I got to watch out for us, y'all. Satan circulates in us just by necrosis, So, okay, fine, go ahead. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Here's the verse. So I hope that I've made the point to you. Okay, this is Allah's system. Participate in Allah's system. Stop thinking. Don't think about everybody else. Don't think about what they're doing. You. It's you and God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا خَلَقَكُمْ وَبَعْثَكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٌ وَاحِدًا. He said, your creation and your resurrection is in no way except as a single soul. You need to get deeper in your thinking if you're not right here where I am in terms of that. This is no boast. I'm just saying you have to think about what Allah says. He says, your creation and your resurrection is no wise except as one soul. That means there's only me and you and the universe. Spend some time with that. That's God is saying, I deal with each one of you like there's only one of you. Think about it. I deal with each one of you as though there's only one of you. It ain't about you. They're in their own creation, if you will, in relation to Allah. You're in your own relationship to Allah. It's not about what he do, what she do, what he don't do, what she don't do. It's about what you do, because Allah is the one who decides, and each one has their own scale. So what Allah gives me, he gives to me. And what I do with it is my relationship, or defines in some way, my relationship with Allah and what Allah has ordered for me. And I have to prove it. This is, again, in that same set of verses, in the 259 to 260, as a verse that says, those who spend their wealth seeking the pleasure of Allah, وَتَثْبِتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ, and many say, the translators say, for the certainty, and for certainty, for the establishment of certainty, or what have you. When you read it, it's literally saying, and to get proof from their own soul. Do you have proof from your own soul that you really believe? Do you have a receipt, literally and figuratively, that you really believe what Allah has said, what the Prophet has given? Do you have the receipts? And the receipts are to act in accord with what Allah and the Messenger has ordered. And to the extent that we fail to act is to that extent we don't believe. This is why the Quran said the desert Arabs say we believe. No. Don't say you believe, because faith has not yet entered into your heart. The believers are those, Quran says, who say, Sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey. We don't hear, think about, deliberate, take sure, then we obey. No. We hear and we obey. It's natural. It's reflective. It's habitual. That's what the believers say. We pray Allah blesses us all to get there. So the idea is you do it to prove to yourself that you really believe. In that same verse, 49:14, that I'm mentioning about what is not yet in your heart, he said, but Allah, oh, listen, but your deeds, you will not go unrewarded, meaning you act as a Muslim or even a non-Muslim, but you act in good ways. Allah still rewards your good. What is the reward for good but good? That's not just for Muslims. That's for everybody. That's why so many people seem in so many ways they have so much more than Muslims, because some of these non-Muslims are doing more good than some of these Muslims. I was about to ask for an amen, but it's for real, brother and sister. So when we subscribe to it and when we act upon it, we're inside of Allah's system. And the mechanics of the universe, this is why so many of the other things and other people seem in so many ways to be getting benefit from it, because the universe is a machine. I'm talking the universe. I'm not talking about Allah. Allah is not the machine. The universe is the machine. So you step up to a Coke machine or whatever, you put in the right amount of change, and you put in the right, you know, whatever means of change, and you just make your selection. And the machine doesn't say, do you know who the prophet is? The machine don't ask you, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? The machine don't ask you all that. The machine just gives you what you paid for. So Allah has structured the reality such that, hey, look, you push this button, you get this result. This is called qadr. You push this button, you get this result. That's all the mechanics of it. But Allah said, for my believers, however, I got something special for them. When they push a button, I multiply what they ask for. See, that's the next thing. Huh. Do I believe that? Oh, what's your trouble with? Does that seem fair? Yeah, it's definitely fair. Because one believes and accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one doesn't. 17 chapter 18 through 22. So read through that section of verses. God says the material things in this world, they are for everybody. Allah, he said, they are for everybody. Just like Al-Islam. Al-Islam is for everybody. It's open to you. You accept it, you can get the same blessing. But you have to accept it. If you don't accept it, then you get the standard universe blessing. Alhamdulillah. Universe still doesn't teach you. But you have to align yourself with what the universe as a machine gives us as law. That's why those people, many of those who teach us those kinds of things, who teach the world those kinds of things and benefit from those kinds of things, they really don't drive on, you know, but you got to believe in God, and God is this, and God is that. They try to stay away from God as a word. They'll call it anything. They call it spirit. They call it whatever they call it. But the Muslim, it's like, this is Allah. The law is the same, and Allah is above the law. When I say above the law, he's the one who created the law to do what it does. The Muslim is blessed by Allah's favor to get those laws in the book. The Quran gives you all the laws in the book. Read the laws, follow the laws, obey the laws, and you get greater and greater, greater promise. That's it. So you see how it all comes back to, but do you believe that? See, people say, I believe in Allah. Good. You say you believe in Allah. But do you believe Allah? Because if you believe Allah, there's a way that you move. But if you don't really believe in Allah, there's also a way that you move. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the best. May Allah give us the clarity. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi idhnihi. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا عليك وعبدك ما أسفات أعوذ بك من شر ما سنات أبلغ بنعمتك علي وأبلغ بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله. بسم الله ورمى دعني إيش كم زاو إيكام you understand? Yeah. Uh-huh. So, Sakim, may Yahamakum Allah make our roads straight and even, no space between them, straight time divided. If our roads are straight, our hearts won't agree. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم جهر ما يخفى ونيسرك ليسرى فذكر إن فأت ذكرى فيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشكى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبكى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله I would suspect that there would be some announcements that perhaps we may, I need to make a statement. In the moment of the prayer, I said we're in the church in the beginning of the khutbah. There was no intention of offense or anything like that. It's the physical structure. That's what it was built for originally. And I said during the course of it, the same kind of structure I'm talking about in every way. It might even be the same denomination that originally were housed here. But that Masjid Ouar theme was property purchased by the imam for that same purpose. I'm not going to open up a whole other khutbah on you, but there's just so much teaching on that. When it becomes our space, it becomes a different place, literally. And there are places in the history of al-Islam that were formerly churches, and then Muslims became so prominent that they had to give or actually they sold the church to the Muslims because the Muslims were the new population for it. So we're just reliving history. So if anybody took any offense, I want to make sure that no offense was intended, right? Didn't come this far to disrespect nobody, right? That's it. I'm done. I'm going to make a... Hello. Yeah.
Next announcement is David Higgins.
Yes.
mm-hmm.
and a repetition.
Yes. Yes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let me give you a hug. I get my hands is real sweaty, man. I'm gonna appreciate your call, man. I'm gonna get some cows. Let me dry my hands up. Thank you, ma'am. Let me get some paper towels so I can. Well, hey, I got this one. Shukra. Appreciate it. Alhamdulillah, shukra. It was easy for you. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Man, it's been a minute, man.
Okay.
Good deal.
wonderful.
How are you doing? Good. Seeing some faces from some original places, man. Like Facto, Mento. What's up with it?
Brother.
West Side, bro. What's up?
You ain't changing a bit. I'm
you
looking
too,
old.
You too. Nah. No, you doing good. You got more hair than me. I can hide mine with the open. I'm looking forward to tonight, man. I'm getting here.
Oh, yeah.
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Let me get my stuff over here. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Let me get some sweat off my hands, man. How's everything, man? Got you busy, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Allah. Yeah. What's that? Fahim, okay? Abdul Malik, Allahu Akbar. You feel like Abdul Malik. Allahu Akbar. I got you. What's going on? I feel it. I feel it. That chi is coming through, bro. I got it. Assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar.
Hey, man. How are you? Man, I'm good. Nice
Allahu Akbar. You been good? That's good. Well, you good. You good. You here? Still standing? How you doing? What's your name? And what's your name? What's your name? Nasir? Oh, nice. You're the helper. You always helping? Allahu Akbar. It's my blessing. My blessing. Alhamdulillah. Shukran. All right. Look forward to it. Shukran. All right. What's going on? What do you mean? I don't know you.
I do
remember you from Boston.
Okay.
Yep. But I don't have the name on me, so yeah, your spirit is always, and that's how I deal with everybody, man. I deal with your spirit, because I can remember spirits from different places. You understand?
Yes.
Go ahead, what's that?
I drove you back to
Boston. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. That was a man.
And
talk
about the birds.
The V thing.
Don't forget that.
Allahu Akbar. Well, I spent some time with Fatima Sanusi. In Detroit last month.
I talked to her
we had a good time. I'm going to get her out to the west side real soon. She's a star. A jewel. Okay. So that's why I see more of you there. I apologize. Give me your name again. I'm Lawrence. Reacquaint. Only on a physical basis. Yeah. Good to see you. All right, so you made it down from there? Is this the Taib, or what is the name of the product? I understand, no problem. Does it have a white blue label? Okay, I think. I think I got some of that when I was in Detroit. Yeah.
He got a sister.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got to get in touch with that. Yeah. That's good. Inshallah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Good. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. How you doing? Let me live. Let me drop my hands out a little bit for you there, bro. How you doing, man? Good, Allah. You here. I felt you. Alhamdulillah. May Allah continue to bless you and evolve and keep you moving. Inshallah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Allah. I'm going to hit my brother right here and find out. Get some of them. So these alphabet community must be keeping you busy.
How you doing? Everywhere. How you been?
I'm great, man. I've lost touch with that product, man. We
what
got
Black Speed.
Yeah.
I got to buy something.
Nothing wrong with it. How much is it?
$30 a bottle, but for my shit, you get them for $15.
Okay.
And you make $50 a bottle.
Let's go. How many in the bottle?
40.
720. I'm out to check and see.
Yeah.
How fast I can flash on that.
Yeah.
All right, so
I can get the box sent to you from the distribution center. I don't have a full box. My box is loaded.
Okay, so let's make that arrangement because
okay.
I can have somebody make the payment.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, I want that.
Okay.
Word is bond and all the rest of that, you know. Let's lock it in.
Okay.
Yeah, let's lock it in. Because my wife, she was over the moon, as it said. But, I mean, I dug it too, because it's like, man, that's all you got to do. Just, you know, chew it up, and you got what you need.
That's right.
Dude, that's just... Let's go. Let's go. It's on. All right? All right. So I got you. So, yeah. So give me the payment place.
Okay.
I mean,
absolutely.
who gets the money?
Okay.
Because I just thought about a resource that I can do it from that resource,
okay.
And that's done.
Okay.
Right. So.
How's my hair doing?
Oh, I had a my hair's in Atlanta now, right? Man, my hair. Yeah, it's a long story. Let me keep all the rest of it out of it. Okay, the point is that he left a marriage and went ahead. I said, man, I need a new.
Okay.
So that's what he did. So
okay.
He pulled up his tent. He went back. I haven't heard from him, but I haven't called him either. So
okay.
I had 2 days ago. I had a thought. Oh, it's been at least a year.
Okay.
I had a thought to. Man, the other day I said, I got to call him, man. And then I didn't call him. Now you reminded me.
Yeah,
so now, so I'll call him, inshallah, while I'm here. Okay. So then you guys, so then you know my hair.
It Mecca,
yeah. That's good. Yeah, you know. So, you know, so you go to the channel with him. All right, there you go.
Walked around the car.
Yeah. There you go. Well, he and I got 30 years together. So okay. You know. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
He works for a pharmaceutical company.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think I probably, is it Chiron? Is it Chiron? Chiron, I mean, no, the name of the company. Don't worry about it.
No.
He works for Good Eyes. Oh, Good Eyes. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's a well-known deal. Yeah.
You know my
Of course. Yeah. He's more out there, right? Yeah.
He's
more than
Dallas.
Okay.
He's operating out of Dallas.
Okay, all right. That's good. So he's being a polygynous.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Are they all in Dallas now?
Yes,
or
they are.
Oh, okay.
That's
good. That's how it's supposed to work, man. I'm telling you, man. Man, it's so sorely needed. You got to do it right, man. If you do it right. Yeah, right. The brothers? I'm saying, well, yeah, I guess they should be scared, because if you don't do it right, you got twice the hell, or three times, or four times, depending on how much you invite, you know. So that's it. Not formally in the black?
Yeah,
not formally. Hold on, don't go the way. I need to holler at these folks so we get settled. Assalamu alaikum. Let me bring you one from your sister. Alhamdulillah. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah, my brother.
Allahu Akbar. Thank you. So he's behaving himself? He ain't behaving himself?
You
got to give me that call. So I put some people on the job. Put some people on the case. Alhamdulillah. All right. Thank you. I keep working for you.
Jahar.
Alhamdulillah. So, mashallah. The old great man, what she used to be, is always the spirit. That's what I meet more and keep with me more than anything else. You understand what I'm saying? All right. And you have a change over the years. And I thank Allah for it. And you're crying. Yeah, behind you. Okay. Salam alaikum. What's up, young man?
How you doing, man?
You're a student, man. Huh? You always a student? Craig B. What's your name? Element. From Raleigh. One more time. Yeah. In fact, I'm traveling with it right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hell, everything has been cool. Now, I can't say that's the only thing. That's one of many. Right? That's good. What's up with Riley, man? Hey, what you up to? Yeah, Dolly. That's right. Murabitun. Sure. What's up, man?
How you doing, sir?
Someone of your relatives or something?
That was it.
Okay. I gotta get reconnected.
I know his name.
Yeah. So you see, I was gonna pass it on the very next time I saw him, right? He's laser focused, man, on what was being given him. What's that?
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, I just came out of Detroit. I was there for the memorial that weekend where they have the annual memorial piece.
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Well, no, it was Professor, if you include Judy Mosa in that. Okay. Yeah, so that was it.
There's some friction between her and
Yeah, I know.
Tyler was telling me he don't have a support network. He's struggling hard. We trying to move Detroit.
Detroit got to move forward. What about Omar? That piece that Omar is doing over there? The family farm thing.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's right. He got amputation and whatever.
The
mask,
I believe.
Yeah, every place got their foot in that way.
That friction with Judy, man, she's very aggressive.
Yeah.
Assertive.
Yeah.
You gotta work.
Good. We can get on the phone and sometime when we do that.
When I was there.
Right.
On the African American Muslim history.
Inshallah. Okay.
Do what he meant to do.
Okay.
Three or four times a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing his best.
Yeah.
And he showed you. You got to go. Makasha got a different vision.
Yeah.
And we
start. Yeah.
You ain't underneath that ministry.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody got their style, their way.
Yeah, yeah. He hard with that.
It's like, man, listen, the conversation you have right now is conversation that countries have with each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? The leader of this group might run a coup d'etat, whatever else. Yeah, sure. Sound like how you doing? Come on, sugar. What's your name? Mujahid. All right, Fahim.
Oh my God.
Let me holler at y'all. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it? somebody tell me. So tomorrow, ain't nothing happening between, for me, nothing formal. I mean, it just, alhamdulillah, I ain't mad. I'm just, it's just family here. So they just grabbed me for the run that they're about to go do for some eating right now. And he made it clear to set the boundaries around who gonna be there. You know how that goes. but tomorrow, huh? Yeah, mashallah. So tomorrow, what you up to tomorrow? Okay. So let's connect some kind of ways. How far are you from here? Hi. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so all of this is like a half hour, but not half hour. It's like this is having 7:30. The other thing's having 7:30.
Yeah.
We're talking morning,
that's
and I'm not gonna make no other plans other than whatever we decide after that. All right. Watch yourself. All right. So you all have. I got you. I got you. So this is Alabama. How come he didn't react the way I would expect that?
Oh, yeah,
y'all got a robber.
Well, that,
you got.
She good. She know.
She good. She know.
She better roll with this or she be walking. It looks like that house. That house.
What is that?
Mayor Brian used to wear the hounds to
the coat. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I know about it, yeah. That's good. All right, man. Try to stay. I'll hit you later tonight, okay? All right. All right, Raisa. Alaykum as-salam. Huh? We're
going out with y'all.
No, it's me and you.
Huh?
I'm the only one in that. They're going somewhere else.
Oh, I thought even the turn was going on.
That's true, but it don't include that.
Oh, I thought they was with us.
No. Uh-huh. Okay, so what are we doing?
I'm in the sneakers trying to sell, man. Section. Trying to offer.
You get some money. Can I eat bean pie? Should I be on diabetic restriction? All of the both answers yes. Answers yes to both of them. May Allah have mercy on us and God protect us. I'm riding my own here. So when I had to take off, you know, that security move, you know, you gotta get away. You got a way to get away. That's just a talk, man. That's all. All right, so where the imam at? Okay, so he going to be driving his own car? Okay. All right. I'm right here. Oh, man.